Hello, everyone. We are on the bottom of page 278, moving on to page 279, finishing up Simon Reish Chav Gimel. Reish Chav Gimel Sivav. We are talking about the brachos of Shechiyanu and Atov Yameitiv. We've spoken a lot about the introduction and all the dinim that are connected to when we say Shechiyanu and the difference between Shechiyanu and Atov Yameitiv. Today, we're going to get to Halacha Lemaisa on what things we're actually going to say Shechiyanu. And that's all totally over here on Sivav. Okay, we know that Shechiyanu and Atov Yameitiv are attacking on Besuras Tovas is something that you heard good, or that you buy Kelim Chadashim, which is really what we are talking about over here on Kelim Chadashim. You are going to make a bracha of Shechiyanu. Now, Tosfos comes, brachos Nuntesa Mabez, and tells us that we only are going to make brachas on Dvarim Chashuvim, not every kli that you're going to buy, not every garment you're going to buy, only on a chashuv garment, or a chashuv kli, you are going to make a bracha on dumi at the bayis kadosh. That will be similar to buying a new house, which obviously is a very chashuv purchase. That's what you're going to make Shechiyanu on. But he says, al cholukum min alim, just a shirt or shoes or a pair of socks, he says you're not going to make the bracha of Shechiyanu. That's Tosfos tells us, and therefore that's important for us to know that seems that there is an objective simcha that has to be going on over here for one to make Shechiyanu over here. The Rush writes in Perek Tes, Halacha Tetzayin Maseches Brachos, he says that kol lifnei b'nei b'nei adop, it all depends who the person is in terms of the simcha. If he's an usher, so it's going to be something that's very chashuv for an usher to get happy about. But if he's an ani seemingly will get excited about something much on a much lower level than an usher would be. So if the ani would be sameach with what he got, he would have gone on to make a Shechiyanu on something that was much less, less expensive purchase than the usher. There's a machlokas, there's Tosos and Rush disagreeing over here. Is Tosos saying that there's only an objective thing that, let's say, Rov B'nei Adam would be happy if we don't look at the individual, whether he's an usher or an ani, certain products you're going to make a bracha Shechiyanu on, and other kelim and other garments you are not going to make a bracha on. Or do we say that the Tosos would agree with the Rush, that in general, he's just telling you that it has to be so davar chashuv. But Erech Hanami, if this individual, because he's an ani, or because of whatever it might be reason, he is going to be happy with the product, it's all going to be subjective over here, and therefore, if he's an ani, he's going to be happy with these much smaller products, he's going to make Shechiyanu, and Tosos would agree with the Rush. Okay, that is a big machlokas over here. The Beis Yosef seems to say that they're cholik. Okay, others seem to say that they are in agreement with each other, and Tosfos is not really disagreeing with the Rush. We'll see over here, at least in the Roma, how he held over here. Sivav tells us, al davar sheinu chashuv kol kach, on something that is not so expensive, it's not so chashuv, kigon chaluk o min alayim ad bain palot, he's got a shirt, shoes, or a pair of socks, perish minayim tani shechovim brova rego, a levarich aliyam, we do not make a bracha on such things. V'imhu ani v'sameach b'hem yivarech. And the Mechaber tells us that if he is an ani, and he's going to be happy with even these things that are l'chora, not so chashuv, he would still say Shechiyanu v'kimyanu v'kiyanu l'zman hazeh. So according to the Mechaber, it's unclear. Either he's passing like the Rush, or he holds that Tosfos and the Rush are not disagreeing with each other. He's clearly bringing the Lashon of the Rush over here, but it's unclear if he held his machlokas between the Tosfos and the Rush, or Tosfos just agrees with the Rush, and therefore this is a psak l'kulei alma. However, look inside the Roma. Okay, by the way, the Beis Yosef seems to say there is a machlokas, which would side more that he's passing like the Rush, and that's definitely how the Roma held, because he says v'yesha omrim. Anytime the v'yesha omrim, he's bringing a disagreement. V'yesha omrim da'afilu ani einu mevarich al cholik minalim chadomim. There's an objective simcha over here that we go after Rov B'nei Adam. We don't care that this ani is very happy with this product, since objectively this is not something that normal people, generally people, would get happy about. And therefore, dafilu ani in mevarach al cholik minalim kadoma v'chei nohagin. And that is the minig over here. So the Rama says that we go after an objective simcha. Only things that are generally going to say objectively, there's certain products that Rove and the Adam are going to get happy about. Those things we're going to make a bracha on, and other things we are not going to make a bracha on. Okay, that is
what the Ramah writes over here.
And even though the Mishnebrur over here and this Ramah brings down a machlokas how we paskin, he says he couldn't chavdal ayim b'magin Avram b'iragrav y'aradvaz machria lo'ani levarich b'magin Avram the grav y'aradvaz. All paskin like the sheet of the machaber, like the rush, that an ani would make a bracha. It would go after the subjective person. He's happy. He's going to go ahead and make the bracha. However, vayim b'prima gadim b'der chaim shepaskin d'lemaisa yesh linog da'afila ani lo yivarach al kem she'inam chashuv and keilu. Things are not so chashuv. Then we are going to say that an ani does not make a bracha. And even though it's unclear from exactly the rush, he says I am magen avram, I am b'prima gadim l'maisa. We are machmir for the prima gadim over here, like the sheet of the Roma, that we are not going to make brachas on things that are objectively not kokach chashuv, and therefore we would not make a bracha on. And these items. Now, number one is, we already saw, even though the Mechaber Paskins over here, L'chor, like the Shita of the Rush, that an Ani would make a Brachan, we said, L'gamri, the Sfardim are no opposite extreme, they basically don't make Shechianu almost on anything that we saw early on by the Kafachayim, okay, only on a new suit or a new Malbush, then they would make a Brachan. But the other Kalim, they're not knowing to make a Brachan. That's the Lach L'maisa amongst the Sfardim. And over here we see, the Roma is passing, and we are passing Lamaisa only on Dvarim Chashuvim. You are going to make a bracha. Now, interesting over here, we're talking about two different extremes, at least in Tosas. Tosas told us that on one hand, if you buy a new house and Dvarim Chashuvim like that, you would make a bracha. Okay? Other side, he says, a new pair of shoes, a new pair of, it's not really socks, but similar to socks, you're not going to make a bracha, but there's a lot in between over there what you would make a bracha on. So there are certain things that we say, objectively, we would assume that people would be very happy about. So let's talk about lemaisa. Lemaisa, in terms of new clothing, almost on all new clothing, we are not knowing to make a shachianu, because they'll be like shirts, shoes, and stuff like that, we will not make a bracha on. Okay, besides, what would you make a bracha on? Generally, a new suit. A new suit is something that, objectively, most people will be happy with getting a new suit. They got a new suit, they only get a new suit. I don't know, once a year, twice a year, whatever it may be. Therefore, a new suit, we are knowing to, yes, make a shehechianu on. Okay, let's say, though, yeah, we talked about over here, you need an objective simcha. But what about it's objectively most people would be happy with the other extreme? But let's say an usher, or someone's a businessman, and therefore he's got 10 suits already. He gets another suit, he's not so happy. So over here, we are going to be machmir for the shita that we go after subjective also. Dahainu, if he's an usher and he so has, and he's not so excited about the new suit, so he should not make shechianu. We are going to say there's an objective aspect. There's an objective aspect, something that generally Rav Bnei Adam would get happy about. But if you specifically are not so happy about it, okay, let's say, I don't know, it wasn't the suit that you really wanted to get, so you're not so excited about it, so you would not go ahead and make shechianu on it. You need both the objective and the subjective simcha over here in order to go ahead and make a bracha on. And therefore, also by clay tashmish, other things outside of garments, also if it's something that is a chashuv product that most people would get excited about, okay, they got a new refrigerator in the house, for sure a new car, okay, a new air conditioning, something that is expensive or something that people won't be able to be very happy about, then you would go ahead and make a shehechian. You would go ahead and make a shehechian in that case in a... Okay, there's probably many other products you could go ahead and make a bracha. And also, it depends on the product. You have to ask yourself, most people will be very excited about this, then you are going to make a bracha. I do want to say, and I think we'll see this in a moment or two, there's a lot of things that are somewhat in between. The in-between products, I don't know, some people get happy, some I would say over there, then you could go after subjective. You specifically are super excited about this purchase. You forever wanted a specific product. Okay? And it's something that many people would get happy. Other people, it wouldn't be so exciting for them. Okay? On something like that, if you subjectively are very excited, you could go ahead and make a bracha because it's like this in between section. That's how I believe is halacha lemaisa. So a couple more examples over here is something that's not brought down over here. But what about a new talis? Okay? New talis. So, l'chora, in terms of mitzvah, so you would not have to make a new shechianu because it's not a mitzvah that's done mizman lizman. It's an everyday mitzvah, and therefore, you would not get a bracha out the mitzvah shavuot. It's not yontif. It's not a mitzvah that comes mizman lizman. Therefore, we're not. But, as a Shulchan Aruch paskin, the Simen Chav base, and Hilchot Tzitzis, we make a shechianu on a new talis. Why? Because it's a new malbush. You're buying a new garment, and it's a chashuv garment. And therefore, we make a bracha of Shechianu on a new talus. Comes Rosh Hashanah Zalmid. Rosh Hashanah Zalmid, though, says he's mechalik between a talus gadol and a talus katan. A talus, he says, is a chashuv garment, and therefore, out of the garment, you make a Shechianu. Talus katan is not as chashuv, and therefore, you do not make a Shechianu on a talus katan. That's at least the psak of Rosh Hashanah Zalmid Arbach. In terms of, what about buying new svarim? What about buying new svarim? It's mefurish over here in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkotni Yagimel. And I believe over here, you see over here, svarim, what do we say about svarim over here? So look inside, end of Yagimel, he says like this, one line before it gets wide. Ubeknia svarim. When you buy svarim, yesh deus ben achronim, deus achlokas ben achronim. And at the end of the day, you're buying in order to learn Torah, mitzvos lav lehenes nitnu. Therefore, we do not make shechianu generally on mitzvos that are not mizman lezman. However, on the other side over here, you're also buying something. There's also a chefetz that you're buying. And anytime you're very excited about the new sefer that you got, says the Mishnah Berurah, b'chai adam etzadi. The Chai Adam says the following, alach lemaisa psak. If there was a specific sefer that you were looking for a long time, and you couldn't find it, or for that matter, it's a very expensive set of svarim, and you were saving up money for a long time, you really wanted this new set of svarim, okay, and you're very happy specifically with this specific sefer that you finally got, then you could go ahead and make a shechianu over here. Sherei bracha zunikan al simcha, v'lo al tashmish. It's on the simcha, not on the tashmish. Therefore, someone wants to make a bracha, even on a new sefer, he's very excited about this specific sefer, then he could go ahead and make a bracha. That's also the pesach of Rosh Hashanah Zalman quoted in Halicha Shlomo, Perek Kaf Gimel, Halacha Yedzayin. If he's very happy about this specific purchase, he can make a bracha on the sefer. I would say this is also sort of like this middle category over here. Some people will be very excited, some will be less excited, so it depends on you. Over here, we're going to go after subjectively. If you specifically are very excited about this new purchase, you could go ahead and have the right to go ahead and make a Shehechianu V'kimanu. Finishing off our simon over here, we have a very interesting Ramah for those animal lovers out there. Here it looks in it. He says like this, Haminig lomar lemisha lovesh beged chadash. Someone who buys a new garment, okay, you're supposed to say to them, Tivalevetis chadash. What's Tivalevetis chadash? Okay, Tivalevetis chadash means you should wear it out and then buy a new one. Meaning that whatever product you just buy, the garment, you should be able to wear it until it's worn out. Meaning you'll get good usage out of it and then be able to buy a new one. Okay, Tivalevetis chadash. Nowadays, many people just say Tit chadash, which means like, it should be new, meaning like you got a new product, okay? But you're really supposed to say, he says, the minig was to say, Tivalevati Chesh, wear it until it's worn out, and buy be able to buy a new one. However, he says like this, there are those who are not no way to deny not to say Tivalevati's Chadesh on someone who buys new leather shoes or a leather garment. Why? Dim Kane, because if he gives him this bracha that he should wear it out and then buy another one, they're gonna have to kill another animal. Tchila. They're gonna have to kill another animal to buy to make your leather shoes. To buy another garment. Uksiv. And we know it says Virachim of Alkomas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu has compassion on all of his creations. So you are basically giving a bracha that they should kill another animal for you. Fine. Vinei, the Ramah says, Atam Cholush Ma'od. He says, this reasoning is very weak in my eyes. I'm not so sure about the Sarah. Ve'ein Anira, and I wouldn't have said such a thing. However, Mikol Makim, Makom, Rabbi Makpid Malzesh Lolomro, many are Makpid not to go ahead and say this. And therefore, it seems like the minhag is not to say Tibolavitis Chadesh. The Chorah, you could say Tis Chadesh. We're not talking about the animal that they already killed for your shoes there. We're worried about the future animal they might kill for your next pair of shoes or your next garment. So it sounds like just the minhag is not to say Tibolavitis Chadesh. That would be the problem. To say Tis Chadesh would not be a problem on the new garment. Okay? Fine. Let's just start off over here. Simon Reish Chav Dal, which gets into a lot of interesting brachas that many are not knowing to say. Or many don't even know about these brachas. Let's see it inside. The Gemara is going to tell us over here, like it's brought down in Maseches Brachos, the Daf and Zayin, that one makes a bracha on seeing Avodah Zarah. On seeing Avodah Zarah, bracha on avodah zara. Yes, there's a bracha on avodah zara. Shenasan erech apayim leovri ritzona. Okay, shenasan erech apayim. Even as it shows the erech apayim, even the people who transgress his will. Okay, that's the bracha. The kshayla over here is okay. The Gemara and Gav Kuf Mem Tes Amar Hal of Mesechet Shabbos and it's pasked in Shulchan Aruch Yoredeisim in Kuf Mem Beis that it's usher to even look at avodah zara. You're not even allowed to look at avodah zara. So what is the like a bracha on it? So the answer is that also we're not supposed to bring people to be down there. You're not supposed to look at rainbows and we make a bracha on a rainbow. It happens to be if you see a rainbow, you go ahead and make a bracha on the rainbow. If you happen to see avodah zara, you're not supposed to stare at the avodah zara. But if you see avodah zara, there is still a takana of making a bracha on avodah zara. Just a little tangential comment about avodah zara and the like. Mishnah, look at the Mishnah Berurah in the end of Sikkot and Gadal. Katav abach b'shem sefer ha'eshkol. He shamel chaliros kani ghost shel avodah kolos kochavi. Rishai, how would you translate kani ghost? Whatever these knigos are, their parties, whatever it might be, something that is connected to the Zara Bazaar, make sure you not see these knigos or the Khamvuadin, Micholasam, they have special dances for Avodah Zara, or Shum Davar Simcha, anything that is a simcha that's connected to the Avodah Zara. Rusha says the Mishnah Berurah, Avim Tishma, Kol of the Khamis Mechan, if you hear loud noises of that the Avodah Zaras are all the Avodah Zara are happy, Hanach Vishitara Khorban Yushalaim, you should groan. Okay, you should groan and mourn the fact of the Churban Yerushalayim, v'tispal the Kadosh Baruch Hu and you should daven for Kadosh Baruch Hu. At that point, when you hear about the Zohar dancing, you should hear, you should be out, you should be, that should bring you to daven around the Churban. V'isa b'gemara, da'afilo holich le'knigos, u'titush le'Yisrael, even in these knigos, and titraot of Yisrael, hariz ha'moshav leitzim. Okay, forget the Avodah Zarah aspect also, even amongst of Yisrael, these things are not a good idea to go, because that's Moshe Vleitz, it's Leitzanus to be involved with such, sportings and theaters and stuff like that, of Yisrael. Okay, so that's what it's brought down over here, the Mishnah Berurah. This is another reason why we don't go to churches, even on some like these tours, you don't go visit churches and stuff like that. We don't go to, they say Avodah Zarah Bechlal, we don't get involved with Avodah Zarah, we stay far away from any Avodah Zarah. But over here, we see over here, if one comes upon Avodah Zarah, maker the din, he's supposed to make this bracha of Nasan Erech Apayim over here at Sona. Look inside the Mechaber, Haram, more Markulus. The Mishnah, the Gemara over there specifically refers to seeing Markulus, which is a specific type of Avodah Zarah. However, the Rambam writes, not Dafka Markulus, as opposed to other Rishonim say, it's Dafka Markulus. The Rambam says, most Rishonim say, it's Lav Dafka Markulus, all Avodah Zarah. Harua Markulus, so Shara Avodah Zarah, Chavi Momer, Baruch HaDash, HaMakin HaMacholam, Shenasan Erech Bayin Lover Ritzono, Vimroa Ota, B'toch Shloshim Yom, Einu Chozer, Mavarach, if you see Avodah Zarah again within 30 days of saying the Bracha, you don't say the Bracha again. And therefore, the Rama says, Va'inna, nowadays, a Mevarchin Zosa Bracha. Nowadays, we don't say this bracha anymore. Shariyana Megad Megdolim Beinayim. We see it all the time. We are amongst churches and saying Avodah Zarah all the time. V'roim Ototamin, and therefore, we're always going to see them in 30 days, and therefore, we don't make the bracha. The Bosim point out, even if you don't see it within 30 days, you still don't make the bracha on it, because it's nothing special about seeing Avodah Zarah. So we see Avodah Zarah all the time. Now the Mishnah Berurah points this out. He says over here, Sivkat and Gimel, V'katva achron nafilo holich li'ir acheres. Even if you go to a different city, V'rashem avodah zarah, you see a different church, or whatever it might be, a different place of avodah zarah, different type of avodah zarah, and it's lav dafka church, because the church is a makom of avodah zarah. It's not the avodah zarah mamish. But even if you say more crosses and stuff like that, it's the same cross, the same avodah zarah. Ein mevarech, came in the rut, min zeh, Toch Lamed Biro, since you saw this within the last 3 days, in your city it's basically the same type of Avodah Zarah, you would not go ahead and make a bracha. Okay, Vasher Ot, Afilu Katan Sheigdil. Even if he was 12 and a half years old when he saw this Avodah Zarah, and now the next day he becomes Bar Mitzvah, Ein Sarich Lavarach, and then they make a bracha, Kevin Sharot Tobi Katnusa, since he saw it when he was a Katan, he would not make the bracha, even now he is a Haggadah. The only Savak I had is, what if it's mamish not the same Avodah Zarah? You go to Turkey, or you go to India. Okay, you go to a place like this, these pagan countries like India, I don't know, they have all these different types of Avodah Zarahs that we're not used to seeing. Perhaps then, this is the Pashas, you should go ahead and make the bracha of this over here, because it's not the same Avodah Zarah that you're not seeing. All right, but I didn't see that in other places, I'm not 100% sure, but that would seem to me that you would go ahead and make the bracha. Okay, Siv Beis. Hara Makum Shenekra Avodas Kachamim. If you see a place that Avodas Kachamim was Nekar, it was uprooted. Baruch Hashem. Imu Be'eretz Yisrael. If it happened there, until you were able to uproot an Avodah Zarah. Okay, they knocked down a church. They got rid of Avodah Zarah. Therefore, we have a special bracha. If it's an Eretz Yisrael, you say Baruch Atah Shalmen Gavachlam Sha'akar Avodas Kachamim Yartzeinu, that we uprooted Avodah Zarah from our land. The Imu, we're so not sensitive to these things. We see churches all the time. Yes, it's a mitzvah to uproot the churches. Okay, we can't do it because we have our arms tied by many different political and diplomatic reasons. Okay, that we can't do it nowadays. But if it does happen, we're very happy. We say, okay, and whether it's in Eretz Yisrael or Chutzarts, you say both in Kishem Shakarto Tamei Makom Hazeh, just like you uprooted from this place, Kein Takor Osami Kolam Akomos. You should uproot all of Avodah Zarah. V'hashev Lev Ovdeim Lavdecha, and you should return the hearts of the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, even Goyim, to serve you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you uprooted in one place, but you weren't uprooted in the Gami, they're going to move it to another, a second area, so you make two brachas. On the place you uprooted it, you can make the bracha of uprooting the Avodah Zarah. In the new place where they're going to re-put the Avodah Zarah, you make the bracha of what we saw in Sif Aleph. Adkan for today.